Degel Machane Ephraim. So there he writes as follows, brings from, he was a descendant of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the one who initiated the whole entire Hasidic movement around 200 years ago. So Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov used to say as follows. He says, the Shoresh Lechol HaTorah, the foundation of the entire Torah, V'avoda, and service of God, is what David HaMelech says, Kol Mitzvotecha Emunah. The entire, all the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emuna. What does that mean? That even though that means, lema'aseh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give the Ten Commandments by Mamad Har Sinai, the first mitzvah is really no mitzvot aseh, it's not a no mitzvot not aseh. In reality, if a person takes a look at it, you have to keep Shabbat, you cannot swear to the name of Hashem in vain, you cannot be jealous, so you cannot commit adultery, idolatry, murder, etc. So all of these mitzvot are requirements to do and not to do. When it comes to, however, the first mitzvah, what does it require of a Jew? I am Hashem, your God, who brought you out of Egypt. So what does it require of me? So the answer is, the first mitzvah is the idea of believing in the metzaveh. You have to believe in the commander and then fulfill his commandments. Up until the time that you don't believe, completely at least, you have your doubts or you don't believe. So where are you coming from to fulfill his wishes? So you're not going to do at least the best of your capability. You have your doubts whether he really knows what he's talking about, etc. So the man said, the first requirement of all the entire Taryag Mitzvot is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim. Up until the time that you don't have an absolute firm commitment to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and He is your Creator, why should I come fulfill His Retzonot? You don't come to do His wishes. So therefore, first commandment is to believe in His existence, in His capabilities, in Hashkacha Prati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in divine providence, that He brought you out of Egypt, He's involved with Afilu, day in and day out of the entire world and the universe. So let me say, that is what David HaMelech also comes to say, many hundreds of years later, Kol Mitzvotecha Emuna. All of your mitzvot, basically, are all about Emuna. So writes Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. What does it mean? This pasuk in Tehilim Kuf Yutet, ki ikar ha mitzvah, he ha emuna lehamin v'Hashem. The main mitzvah is to believe in God. Umi shehu ma'amin v'Hashem yachol leitpalel bechol yom. Somebody that really, in reality, really, from the bottom of his heart, believes in God, he could pray to Him. He says, if he is ma'amin, shehashem hu mechadesh bechol yom tamin ma'aseh bereshit, every day, He recreates the whole world. Hu bechol yom, b'riyah chadasha. Every day you are a new creature. That means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not continue to recreate the world, a person will go into non-existence. That is also what the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tanya, he also brings the same nekuda leolam devarcha nisav b'shamay. This pasuk. He says that, what does it mean, Le'olam Hashem Devarcha Nisa B'Shamayim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your word, is what is standing the whole world. That means, if any moment, he brings the comparison, Rav Shneur Zalman Miladi, he brings the comparison to Kriyat Yam Suf. Just as imagine, when the opening of the Red Sea, that the Jews, 12 Shevatim, were passing through. So imagine, at the moment that they were passing through, every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to keep the waters at the way that they are opening, in the opening format. Why? Because at every second that he doesn't put his focus into it and his force into it to keep the waters in an open format, automatically they're going to pour over the entire Jewish nation that are passing through, and they're going to drown over there. So the answer is that since the waters are going against its nature, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to get involved to be able to open the Red Sea. Otherwise, if every second it would pull away, the waters will drown the Jewish nation. So writes Rav Shenazarma Miladi in Sefer Tanya. The same thing goes over here. Le'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Bashamayim means every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give his force into the universe, for the universe, for the world, for mankind, for this table, for this chair to continue to exist. Because the normal format of everything is nothingness. There was no nothing. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereshit Bara Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for every second, in order that the world should not go back into the nothingness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put his force into it. So this is what it means. Mechadesh v'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day renews the act of creation. Every second he is renewing. Otherwise, without le'olam Hashem devarcha nitzav b'shamayim, without this nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to the whole world will go into nothingness. So therefore, every day we become a brand new creatures. V'chol ha'olamot hem tamid ma'aseh hem tamid beruim chadashim. All the whole world, all the spiritual worlds are all new creatures. V'sarich le'itpalel. V'liten shevach v'odaya le'mi shebara hakol. Rise up, Yisrael, Baal Shem Tov. Every day we are supposed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give praises and pray to Him. Le'mi shebara hakol. V'gam bara otu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreated me again today. I would have been gone again. I would have been gone. A person could be gone. So therefore, le'itpalel an nafsho. That is what it means. That the Gemara says, very interesting nekuda, that is the Gemara learns based on Pasuk, the Gemara Masechet Berachot, that lo tochlu al adam, lo tochlu ad sheitpalu al dimchem. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Lo tochlu al adam means you are not allowed to eat before praying shacharit. Lo tochlu ad sheitpalu al dimchem. Till the time that you have prayed for your blood, which means for your life, you are not allowed to eat. First, pray for your blood, for your life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, then you would be allowed to eat. So therefore he says, I became a brand new creature, so therefore, le'itpalel al nafsho, ve'nefesh ishto, u'banav, v'al parnasato, every day a person is supposed to pray for his parnasa, v'chul tuv, and every goodness that comes to us. If you don't really 100% believe in this nekuda, so he says, "Hatefila v'amitzvot na'asin eslo kedavar yashan, v'ragil v'nimas." Eventually, you will come to abhor tefila, to reject tefila. You don't accept this because you didn't. This is the whole entire concept. So therefore, you imagine that is a repetition. No, but repetition. You are a new, brand new creature. So this is the nekuda that a person writes that he has to pray. That now we could come to understand why is it the Dafka says that the idea of man coming every day. Why shouldn't it be? Let it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have created some type of a freezer or give us some kind of a food that is good to go for the next month. Well, they have food, this type of food now. If man was able to come up with such a system, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be. Of course, he would be. So, what's the idea? Every day we have to pray for our parnasa. Every day we have to pray for parnasa. Every day man has to come again. You have to have emuna. That today it came, yesterday it came. Is it going to come tomorrow? Emuna. All what it is emuna. We have to, all of us, we have to work on this concept of man coming every day. Our life is being renewed every day. The whole world is being renewed every day. It's every day is a new thing. So therefore, le'olam Hashem devarcha nitzav b'shamayim, kol mitzvotecha emuna. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.